evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't forget, you can download the app from the App Store or Play Store. It's just Guardian Radio, Guardian Talk Radio. You can listen to us all day long, but you know, we always like it when you come on Wednesday nights to hear about the creative community and what's happening. So tonight we are here to speak to artist Kendra Frohrup, who was recently in a show at Turn Gallery, which is out on Mahogany Hill. It's the new gallery in Nassau. And we actually tried to have her on the show, but you know what? The Wi-Fi wasn't behaving. So we've got her back to talk about the event closing out the show. And we also are going to speak to the show's curator, Jody Minnis, who's also here with us this evening. So Jody, I know this was your first show at Turn Gallery, which just opened on December 7th, I believe. And the show was with Anina Major and Kendra Frohrup. Tell us just a little bit about why you wanted to pick these two really powerful women artists to kick off Turn's program.
So thank you, Amanda, for having me, first off. It was important to us at Turn to have Anina and Kendra to kick off the show because Lauren and Kendra have been cultivating this relationship for quite a long time, and Kendra and I also have quite a long relationship. So when it came to having the first show, we already knew who exactly we wanted to work with, and Kendra being one of those persons. And the show is actually inspired by Kendra's work, so she reached out to us and she said that she has this like crazy amazing project that she wanted to do, and we were like, okay, we have to make this happen. And in talking with Kendra and Lauren about the show, we thought about another artist whose work complements Kendra, who's tackling the same themes, and Anina was the perfect choice to group them two together for our inaugural show.
Cool. And I think it's nice that it's like, again, I think that we're all women, that woman curator, woman artist, it's sort of making a statement, because I feel like, again, Kendra, there's a couple of artists, Kendra, Lynn Perotti, you know, that are of the same generation as the artists, you know, and this is nothing to say against the male artists, you know, John Cox, I love his work, I love him, John Beadle, same thing, these are like awesome humans, awesome artists, but it feels like they were, you know, pushed to the front somehow, or they benefited somehow, and some of that was, again, just the network, like Kendra, you've been living away, Lynn's been living in London, but I just think it's really nice to have, like, these women who've been around making incredible work for so long and giving them the kind of level of recognition that they deserve. So for me, that was really exciting.
Yeah, I think that context is important. And I think that over the past like 3-4 years, I've gotten to know Kendra really well. And in speaking about her work and her practice, she loves to... there's like this sense of value and a sense of understanding and love for Bahamian culture. Even though she's been away from the Bahamas for so long, Kendra frequently flies back and forth. You know what I mean? But there's this underlying sense of like nostalgia and home. And I think that it was important, especially during the pandemic when all of us have been left to like reflect and sit with our thoughts and think of things that we did that we now miss and all of these other places we wanted to go but we couldn't because we were locked down. It was important to hear Kendra's perspective on it and Anina's perspective on it, because Anina also doesn't live home anymore. She lives in Rhode Island, but I think we just needed other voices, and voices that haven't been like you said, pushed to the forefront in the past, to come now and to speak and share their perspectives and to really just add to the overall conversation of what Bahamian art is.
Were you thinking about that when you decided this show to be the first show? I mean, was that something that you were thinking, aside from the fact that you just loved the work? I mean, what were you making a statement somehow about Turn and about, you know?
Definitely, yeah. Like, truly, I think in talking with Lauren, it's important for us not just to present Bahamian art culture in the way in which it has been presented. We're looking for new ways to put, you know, we always say put artists in a canon and to reintroduce their practice to not only the Bahamian art community, but the global art community. And there has been times where persons' practices have been erased in a way unintentionally. But I think it's important for us to be intentional about who we show, why we show them, and intentional about how we present their work back into the context and back into the fold. So
yeah, well said. And what about, I mean, how was it to launch a gallery at this time? I mean, how did you just miss that? How has it been? Has it been a real struggle? Are you getting the traction you wanted to see? You know, because again, it was a very bold move, right, to decide like this was the time to open a gallery. So how did that go?
I always have to like rope it back to Lauren, because I think she was like, okay, we're gonna do this, and I was like, okay, and we're like, how will you make it happen? We're like, you just gotta find out. So it was bold. It was ambitious, but it was necessary, because there have been fluctuations in the market and in the overall like art world throughout the years, and it's like prevailed through that. And if you look at articles in Artsy and Art News, this is the time for especially digital platforms, and we have a very robust digital platform, launched our website yesterday, to not shy away from taking advantage of what's going on now. So it was really hard. We didn't get as much people in person, which is fine because we, you know, COVID and protocols and stuff, but we've been getting a lot of traction on our social media. We've been able to reach persons that I think, if not for everybody looking for art digitally, we may not have reached in the past. So although it was hard and we're still, the dust is still settling, it still was worthwhile, I would say.
What's interesting, I mean, first of all, I need to be like, give full disclosure to the audience. I think many people listening know I resigned from the executive director position of the National Art Gallery, and I only have 12 more weeks. And then I will actually be, I'm one of the founding directors of TURN. So I'm asking these questions, and I do sort of somehow know some of the answers, but I like the audience to hear about like how we sit and discuss things together. And I think something that I realized as well, a while ago, because my husband used to have a gallery in Germany, was that, you know, openings are great and they're great for community and they're great for, but really, you don't need all those people to come into your space, and you don't need to buy all that wine and feed, you know, it's great always to have that opening party, but really a gallery can do just fine being like in a back room somewhere and actually communicating by phone, or, you know, in the olden days, it was like sending out transparencies, right? Because the real collectors are so curious, and they're so, they want to know more and they want to find out more, that, you know, there's a way to communicate without having to have people walk into the space. That's not to say that the space isn't important, because art needs to be seen, you know, in its volume, in a space. And again, the community aspect is really important, bringing people together, sharing that conversation. But it is interesting how much a gallery can actually get done without the audience being able to come in. Though challenging, nonetheless challenging. So it's good to hear. Yeah, it's good to hear that you've got your audience already starting. And it's nice to hear the website's launched. So www.turngallery.com. Whoop, whoop. So go there and see what we've got going on. And you've also been planning quite a robust series of talks and events. So I know at the opening you had Carol Wright there with her straw products, which was fantastic. And the last talk we had with Anina Major was with several local producers, with Carol Wright, with a representative of House of Assembly. And we have a talk coming up. So tomorrow night there's a talk. That's right, Jody?
Yes. So Kendra will be in conversation with Lauren about her practice. It's called Materials and Methods. So that's basically what the talk will be centered on. You can register for the talk through our, if you go on our Instagram page, so the link is in our bio. I feel like that's so like millennial to say in our bio, but you can register for the talk online, and it'll be from 7 to 8. But if you can't make it, the talk will be recorded and published to our website.
Yay! And then also there's an event, and I think I will talk to Kendra about that some more. But there's also, so the show is actually already closed, but you can still get a sneak peek, because on Saturday night there's an event from 5 to 6. Yes. Which is like a closing event where Kendra will actually be, making some prints, and there'll be like an activity. So I'll have Kendra talk more about that when she joins us because she's just kind of be on right next. So Jody, I just want to say thank you for sharing all of that with us. Thank you for the show that you put on. You curated it really beautifully. You wrote a beautiful text about, you know, the use of materials. And images will remain online. So as Jody said, go to www.turngallery.com to see that. And you know, if you still want to come out on Saturday night, do that. There is a fee because there's an activity involved and you get to make your own artwork and you get to get, you know, so it's a whole thing. So go to the website. You can find out about that too. So we're going to go to a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear from the artist herself, Kendra Furrup, who is with us in the studio, which I say, even though we're all connected virtually. And she'll be joining us from Florida, where she used to, you're in Florida now? Yeah, you're yes. in Florida. Yes. Where she's been a teacher at Tampa University for a long time. And she'll be back to tell us a little bit more about the show and about the upcoming event at Turn Gallery. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the executive director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you are listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to be right back after this break.